Paul says, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I don't want to do, I shouldn't do, I do. There's a dichotomy. I see sin within me. So I think sometimes we're so hard on ourselves because we think our Christianity is walking a tightrope. Oh, be careful. Don't fall off. Oh, you're leaning to the left. You're leaning to the right. Be careful. No, we're people. We love the Lord. You love the Lord, I hope. You're saying, I love the Lord, but the flesh is weak. And so David is saying, I put my trust in thee, in God whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me?
As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
Aloha kakou e komo mai. Welcome to As We Gather, the Bible teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel Honolulu with Pastor Bill Stonebreaker. Today, Pastor Bill continues in Samuel, looking at 1 Samuel chapter 27.
We'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because we came.
Now we see David. David is conquering. He's doing what should have been done, and that's interesting in the light of David deceiving Achish. Now, Achish, he was led to believe that David invaded Israel's territory when he trusted David. He thought, oh, he's at Ziklag, but he's going in and he's getting the towns of Judah in Israel. Trusting. You see, trusting a person, trusting their word when they're lying to you, it magnifies the deceit of that lie. You think, well, there's no big or little lie. No, there is. There's deceit that goes to the heart, goes right down to the heart of a person. And maybe you've had that happen to you. You know how that feels. It's fine for somebody to be a liar. They're just a liar outside of you. And maybe they've taken advantage of other people and you haven't been taking advantage of them. But when they take advantage of you and you've trusted, you've put your trust in them, I mean, that hurts. That's betrayal. That's really what is happening here with Achish. Trusting a person, you know, and then they deceive you, they betray you. When we stop trusting the Lord like David is doing, then the old ways kick in. And when those old ways kick in and we go our own way, you never know how bad it gets and the dishonesty that comes. And that's what's happening with David. He began to rely upon his own ways, how to do things, how to get through the difficulties he's in, because he stopped trusting the Lord. He became very dishonest. His twofold problem, well, number one, fear. Fear of the enemy, Saul. That's controlling him. The other one is failure to trust God and God's promises. It's really always true of us. When I'm always upset and I'm, you know, my heart and my mind is in turmoil, I'm fearing the enemy. Hold it. Jesus, and we'll deal with that Sunday, but Jesus he's dealt with the enemy. He's made an open display of the enemy, conquering over him. And so the enemy is defeated. And so why would I fear the enemy, or why would I fear that comes my way? There are bad circumstances that I don't like, but then that means I trust the Lord even more. I don't bail out on the Lord. I don't try to look at my own schemes. How can I get out of this, or what can I do? I want to use wisdom, because there's always going up against the enemy in battle, you know, but you do it in a wise way. You don't just sit back and do nothing. So David, he's in the flesh. Verse 10 and 11. Now Achish said, where have you made a raid today? And David said, against the Negev of Judah and against the Negev of the Gireshemites, and against the Negev and the Kenites. And David did not leave a man or a woman alive to bring to Gath, saying, lest they should tell about us, saying, so has David done, and so has been his practice all the time he has lived in the country of the Philistines. In other words, David obliterated all evidence so that they couldn't tell Achish that David has been lying to you and he's been going against those who are associated with you. I mean, your people out there. He hasn't been going against Israel. And so Achish believed David. He believed David that he was attacking the towns of Judah and making raids on those towns. And really, he was actually devastating, as we read, devastating the allies that were associated with Achish. But there were towns that Moses said, as we mentioned, Moses said that they need to be dedicated or devoted to destruction. You can see it in Deuteronomy chapter 20, talks about that. And yet, the people that went into the land failed. Now David, in spite of his lies and all, so you find different things that David's doing that is the will of God and other things that are just totally deceitful, something that he doesn't rely upon God. So it's really a dichotomy. Sometimes it's very hard to understand these things, but God doesn't ask us to understand it. He says, well, just look at it. And I still love David. I still use David. Not that I approved of that. And David is chastised when he does things like this. And you see, as we go on in Samuel, 1st and 2nd Samuel, you see how David does get chastised. You see, we can choose our sin. We can't choose the consequence. And God will chastise, discipline every son and daughter that he receives. And if we're without discipline, we're illegitimate. So you can know that you're a child of God by that chastisement, that discipline that he brings upon you and me. Now, David was doing the work of God that God told Moses to do and eliminating at that point and deceiving Achish, eliminating all the survivors so that they wouldn't tell Achish what David was doing. And David took the spoils, came to Achish, gave some of the spoils to Achish, and gave him a false report. And Achish believed David. Have you ever lied and lied and have somebody believe you and then you were found out? Kind of embarrassing, isn't it? Well, let me tell you a story. I have to go way back. When I was in high school, and I was a senior in high school, and a couple days before, we ditched school, me and three other friends ditched school, took my 1953 Plymouth van, and we went up to Trestles surfing, cotton surfing, if you know that area. Anyway, it's down south. And we did school. Then the next day, the vice principal, his name is on the tip of my tongue. I might remember it, but he came, got me in his office, said, Bill, where were you? Usually they don't do that. You know, you just bring a note from your mom. But I said, oh, I looked him right in the eyes. And I was a little kid growing up without much supervision. I knew how to lie. Looked him right in the eyes. And I said, I was home watching my sister's kids. And I looked him right in the eyes. And, you know, I just lied through my teeth. And I looked so sincere. And he said, okay, go back to class. And then he called the other three guys in. And the other three guys, they broke under the pressure. And they said, yeah, we did school. We went surfing. Who'd you go surfing with? Well, Bill, he drove. But before that, the principal said to them, he said to them, "You're lying, because I believe Bill. He looked me right in the eye, and I believe him." That's before they said, "No, he drove us." He said, "Yeah, we went with Bill." And he said, "No, he looked me in the eye." He said, "No, he's the one that drove us." He got me back in the office. He wouldn't even look at me. And he said, "I believed you. You looked me right in the eye and you lied to me." And he was just pacing back and forth. He was so angry. I was embarrassed. You know, I know that was wrong. I knew it, but I just did it. And he said, "I want you out of this school. It's 3 weeks to graduation. You're not graduating from this school." I'd been there all 4 years. He says, "Get out." So I left. I went home. I don't know. I'm trying to feel if I felt any emotion at that time. I don't think I did. I was a radical young kid. And so I went home, and here I'm home, and my mom works, so I'm just home, and I just live a block away from the school. So I'm home, and I don't know what to do. Finally, my mom came home. She says, "Why are you home so early?" I said, "Well, I got kicked out of school. We went surfing. Can you get me back in school? I want to graduate." He said, "I can't graduate." So my mom went into the office and I guess talked with whoever he had to talk to. So I did graduate there. You see, I hate lying now. It's funny how God will build a strength on your weakness. That was a weakness. But now, as a believer and one who reads the Bible, a man will swear to his own hurt and not change. Your word is who you are. That's your character. If you equivocate, if you twist it, if you mess with it, your character's no good. So, so important that our word is true and honest. Well, notice this last verse as we end off. It says, "So Achish believed David, saying, 'He has surely made himself odious among his people, Israel. Therefore, he will become my servant forever.'" The drama's not over here. It's amazing what David almost does and how God rescues him from it. He's almost going to go out to battle with the Philistines against Israel. It's just an amazing thing how God's providence and sovereignty just gets David out of that mess. But you see, David, he's misleading. He's betraying Achish to save himself, really in the flesh. It's a low point for David, one of the lowest things that we can see with David in David's history and who David is. His deceit is really reprehensible. This man believes him. "Oh, I know it's Israel's enemy. I know that. But to betray trust, that's bad." When you think of Peter denied the Lord because of the weakness of the flesh under pressure. "Oh, you also are one of them." "No." "Oh, yes, you are. We saw you." "No. You were one of them. Your accent gives you away." And the cock crows, you know. And Peter was broken. But he was surrounded by the enemy at that point. He was surrounded by the centurions and the guard there, you know, with the Caesar's guards and stuff. He was around the enemy. He was just fearing. He was weak in the flesh. And he denied the Lord. Now that's different. Weakness of the flesh. We all have weakness of the flesh. And the enemy, if we're not careful, the enemy will know what that is and go at that to get at us. Got to be careful. Be wise to the schemes of the devil. But Judas, that was different. Judas was not a weakness of the flesh. Judas betrayed Jesus. He had been with him for 3 years or more. 3 years, and for 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed Jesus. That was from a deceitful heart. A deceitful heart, he betrayed the confidence and trust that Jesus had put in him. You know, at the Passover feast, when Jesus was with the disciples, you would always take that bread and dip it in the sop, the sauce, and give it to the honored guest. Jesus gave it to Judas. He was trying to reach him. He was trying to bring him in. And so Judas, this betrayal, it was one from the heart. It was an evil, evil, wicked thing from the heart. A confidence, a trust that he betrayed Christ with. That's the deeper thing. And you see, that is what David is doing at this point with, well, I know he's an enemy. Achish is an enemy. God had designated them for death. But this is what David did, it's really not a pretty thing to do, and it's not an excuse for us, you know, to go that route. You can choose your sin, you can't choose your consequence. David has a lot of consequence. But let's close on this psalm. Let me read this psalm, Psalm 56. This is why I go, if you identify with David in any of this, it's like, oh yeah, I can see and I can feel what David is, you know, feeling and doing and all that. I know it's not right, and I've kind of gone that route before, and maybe you're that way now. This is what I say. Pray the Psalms. Put yourself in David's sandals. And it's like, here, you let David's psalm bleed through into your heart, into your life, and it be like a prayer to the Lord. I've done that. That is so good. Where David says in Psalm 56, "Be gracious, O God, for man has trampled upon me. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me." Obviously, he's thinking about Saul and the army that is coming after him. "My foes have trampled upon me all day long, for there are many who fight proudly against me. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in thee." Now, you go, well, he didn't do it there. Yeah, but you don't know his heart. He's saying, God, get me out of this. I want to put my trust in you. I know I'm in a bad place. I don't know if Peter, when Peter denied the Lord, he wept bitterly. He's in his heart, deep down inside, he's going, oh God, I want to trust you. But his flesh is so weak. His flesh is crying out. It's a dichotomy, the soul and the spirit. Paul says, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I don't want to do, I shouldn't do, I do. There's a dichotomy. I see sin within me. So I think sometimes we're so hard on ourselves because we think our Christianity is walking a tightrope. Oh, be careful. Don't fall off. Oh, you're leaning to the left. You're leaning to the right. Be careful. No, it isn't. We're people. We love the Lord. You love the Lord, I hope. You're saying, I love the Lord, but the flesh is weak. And so David is saying, I put my trust in thee, in God whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? So you wonder if David is thinking that in his mind as he's going through this trial of the flesh and he's giving into the flesh. You see, as you put yourself there and you're going through that very thing, that's what you're crying out in your spirit to God. That's what I want to be. That's who I'm trusting in. All day long, verse 5, they distort my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They attack, they lurk, they watch my steps as they have waited to take my life. Huh. Now you get an idea of why he ran to the Philistines and he ran out of the territory of Israel because they were doing that. And yet he takes his heart with him, even though he's in the flesh, even though he's failing. You know, he's not cast away. God hasn't cast him away. He's still that person that is after God's own heart, but God is making him into that because that's what God sees. Because they waited to take my life, verse 7, because of wickedness, cast them forth. In anger, put down the peoples, O God. Thou hast taken account of my wanderings. Put my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? I imagine David shed many tears when he was going through this. He's put his family in jeopardy. He's put those that attached themselves to him and their families in jeopardy at this point. He didn't exactly know what the outcome was. You think at night he was up celebrating and just joking around? No. I think he was weeping those tears of repentance, those tears of God Help me out of this mess. You see, that's what we do when we put ourselves in David's place here. Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. What an incredible thing. David, at this point, he's walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but he's saying, the Lord is with me even in that. And it doesn't seem like that, does it? In this chapter 27 of 1 Samuel. In God whose word, verse 10, I praise. In the Lord whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? Thy vows are binding upon me, O God. I will render thank offerings to thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, indeed my feet from stumbling, so that I may walk before God in the light of the living. You almost could say that's a prophecy, because that's exactly what God does. You see, you're declaring what is true about God, not your emotions, not how you're feeling, not what you're doing. This is not me, David is saying. Here's who God is, and here's what God's going to do. So I think it's very spiritual. It's very powerful. It's very much how we live our life as a believer, as a Christian. You know, it's not that tightrope, you know, of, boy, don't fall off of that if you're a Christian. No. We live and God is our refuge. If we fail, if we stumble, if we fall, the righteous fall seven times and they get back up and go on. I mean, none of us have lived a perfect Christian life in word, in thought, and in deed. Remember, Jesus said, if you think it, it's basically you've done it, because that's the seed that plants the deed. And so whether it be in thought or deed or attitude, we're not much different than David in that failure. But we don't stay there. We say, God, you have a plan. You have a future for us, a future and a hope. And that's what we want, even though we might be where David's at, in the shadow of the valley of death. But remember, wherever there's a shadow, there's the sun, there's light.
And that's where we'll finish on today's edition of As We Gather with Pastor Bill Stonebreaker. This was a portion of a weekly Bible study from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 27. You can hear this message again by visiting CalvaryChapelHonolulu.com and take advantage of our media archive. We really appreciate any support from our listeners. Your encouragement and prayer go a long way for this ministry. If you'd like to support the As We Gather media ministry, you can give securely online at CalvaryChapelHonolulu.com. And for those who would like to be a regular sponsor, you can set up a recurring gift on the schedule of your choice. May the Lord richly bless you as you walk with Him today.
Gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because we came. As we gather, may gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, yeah, we'll be blessed because we came.
Next time on As We Gather, we'll continue in 1 Samuel chapter 28. Until then, aloha and agape.
We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because we came.